home run. Other finals, Brandon Belt doubled in the go-ahead run in the bottom of the seventh. Giants got past the Pirates 2-1. E.G. Gregorius homered for the fourth time. The last three games, he had two RBI and two runs scored. Yankees defeated the Reds 9-5. The Rays got home runs from Evan Longoria and Steven Souza Jr. in a 5-1 win over the Orioles. The Astros will welcome back ace Dallas Keuchel to the rotation Friday night against Detroit. He's been sidelined since June 2nd with a pinched nerve in his neck. NFL, the Vikings and two-time Pro Bowl defensive end Everson Griffin agreed on a four-year, $58 million extension. He has 30.5 sacks since the start of the 2014 season. Only four other players have more in that span. Browns rookie Myles Garrett has fully recovered from a foot sprain, and he'll be on the field when training camp kicks off tomorrow. The Jets claim receiver Lucky Whitehead off waivers 2 days after he was released by the Cowboys. NBA Cavaliers owner Dan Gilbert, in his first public comments since reports broke that Kyrie Irving asked to be traded, would not confirm if he'll honor the request, but also didn't rule out the possibility of dealing Irving. Gilbert also said right now Irving's under contract and the team expects him to be at training camp.
Finally, there's a better way to buy travel. It's Upside.com. Now you can save a ton of money and get an Amazon gift card worth hundreds of dollars. Free. Save big on travel and get a big gift card every trip. Upside.com.
If your AC is blowing hot air, let O'Reilly Auto Parts help bring back the cool this summer. While you may need to eventually service your AC unit, get immediate relief with InterDynamics Arctic Freeze R134A refrigerant with leak sealer for $32.99. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Gentlemen, JCPenney is celebrating Black Friday in July. This Friday and Saturday, save with amazing spotlight deals at Black Friday prices, like up to 60% off brands like Stafford, J. Farrar, Foundry, and more, including big and tall sizes, and select items like $7.99 St. John's Bay polos and shorts for $9.99. Plus, this is the only time of the year you can stack on your coupon and save an extra $10 on top of Black Friday prices. Hurry, end Saturday. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Coupon valid 7/26 to 7/29 on select items in-store and at jcp.com. Some exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Blaney starts the next round in the annual Silly Season game.
You know, obviously, the main goal when I started was, you know, I want to drive in the Cup Series for Penske.
I'm Woody Kane. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Where will you be when NASCAR comes to Chicago's fastest loop? 4 days of racing, tailgating, camping, and music come to Chicagoland Speedway September 14th through the 17th. Tickets for Sunday Chicagoland 400 are available now. Camping spots are available and selling fast. All kids tickets $25 off adult price and free on certain race days. Get your tickets and campsite now at ChicagolandSpeedway.com. Chicagoland Speedway, the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series playoffs start here.
Do you need help with moving your equipment? Industry-leading companies do, and they trust Housby Transport to move their internal equipment promptly and professionally. At Housby Transport, we pride ourselves on efficiency, timeliness, and saving our customers money with our team of logistics managers always ready to assist you in any way possible. Any size, any type, anywhere, Housby Transport is ready to move. For more information and to obtain a quote, visit Housby.com. Housby, an official sponsor of NASCAR for over 40 years.
The game of musical chairs that is NASCAR's Silly Season continued today with word that Ryan Blaney would move to a third-team Penske car next year, something he says he'd been dreaming of.
So that was my goal when I started in 2012 when I was just driving brass trucks. Obviously, that's the main goal ever since you're a kid. And you know, I didn't really know what the timeline was going to be or what the plan was going to be. I just kind of went with what we would figure out year after year.
The corresponding move is that Paul Menard will leave Richard Childress Racing after this season to take Blaney's seat with the Wood Brothers. There's always more at MRN.com. I'm Woody Kane. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Welcome into hour number three of the Todd Brumlow Camp Show right here on KGYM, 106.3 FM, our South Gym in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and all across eastern Iowa on 1600 AM, our historic main gym frequency. Back on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids after 2 days in Chicago at Big Ten Media Days. One final time, a big thank you to Coach's Corner Sports Pub for sponsoring our countdown to kickoff and our Chicago trip. We'll be at the Coach's Corner on Friday for the KGYM road trip, driven by Linder Tire. Stop on in from 3 until 7. That's happy hour. We'll be on the air from 4 until 7. Lots of baseball action on tap tonight, including the continuation of the Crosstown Cup rivalry series between the Cubs and the White Sox. The venue has shifted from Wrigley Field to Guaranteed Rate Field, and we'll talk baseball and more baseball with our next guest, Ed Creech from MLBTradeRumors.com, accommodating us for our change of schedule this week, joining us on a Wednesday instead of a Tuesday. Ed, how are you tonight?
Not bad. It's an interesting to be on a hump day with TNA, so I'm feeling good.
Well, let's go ahead and dive right in to our poll question today at KGYMRadio.com, brought to you by our friends at Emil's Hideaway. Which of the following pitchers is most likely to be traded before the deadline? Sonny Gray, Justin Verlander, or Yu Darvish? Show your work.
I think you've got that in the correct order. I think Sonny Gray is all but gone. It's just a matter of which team bids enough to pry him away from the A's. I think Verlander will also change teams. The Cubs have been scouting his last three starts, and I think that I think there could be a blockbuster between the Cubs and the Tigers. And I still think the Rangers think they're in the wild card, so I really don't think they're going to part with Darvish unless somebody overpays for him.
Would it make sense for the Milwaukee Brewers to bid on Sonny Gray?
I think now, especially with Matt Garza going on the disabled list with a mysterious leg injury, he apparently strained a leg after his last start. And I think now that you've got Anderson out, you've got Garza out, and the fact that Gray is controllable for another couple years past 2017, I think it fits right into what the Brewers are trying to do in their rebuild. The problem is, how rich is the bidding going to be? I think the Yankees are a little bit more desperate, not just for 2017, but they only have two pitchers in their rotation under contract for next year in Severino and Montgomery. Pineda is out with Tommy John. Sabathia is a free agent. And Tanaka could also opt out at the end of the year. So I think similar to what the Cubs did in acquiring Quintana, which wasn't so much for the postseason stretch run this year, but to supplement the rotation for the next couple of seasons, I think the Yankees are seeing the same thing with Gray, and they may be willing to bid a little bit higher than what I think the Brewers are feeling it right now.
We know you're a Brewers fan, so I want to ask you this. What do you think they should do right now? Because I've got a couple friends who are Brewers fans that don't want to see them make moves because they think it's inevitable the team's going to blow the division to the Cubs.
I don't think they're going to blow the division. I think it's going to be very competitive. Offensively, the Brewers are a home run or bust team. You've seen that. You saw that during their six-game losing streak, and you saw them bust out with three home runs last night against the Nationals in an 8-0 win. So they're an all-or-nothing type team. They're not the type of team that's going to have, you know, put multiple hits together to sustain a rally. So I think for their rotation, I think their rotation is going to be okay, even with Garza on the DL, to get them through the regular season. I think what you've seen, especially in the last 5 years or so, I think you've seen a dichotomy on how pitching is viewed. I think your rotation, having a solid rotation, is what gets you through the regular season. But if you want to win the World Series, you have to have a lockdown bullpen, because you've seen ever since Tony La Russa with the 2011 World Series champion Cardinals, where he was going 2, 3, 4 innings with his starters, you've seen that kind of take the four in the playoffs. So I think if you can get a lockdown back of the bullpen with four solid relievers who can cover 12, 15 final outs of the game, you can get away with having a mediocre rotation that only has to go through the starting lineup twice. So if I was David Stearns, I'd be looking at Justin Wilson of the Tigers, I think, or Pat Neshek of the Phillies. I think those are the two best relievers out there. Now with the addition of Swarzak, that gives you at the back of the bullpen for the Brewers, Knievel, Barnes from the right-handed side in addition to Swarzak. And if they're able to make a deal for Wilson, that gives you Wilson and Josh Hader from the left-hand side. That's five relievers who can easily cover 15 to 18 outs. So you could have a mediocre rotation and still be a pretty lethal team in the postseason. But again, I understand prospects, they're fun to have, but sooner or later, they either have to perform for you in the major league level or use them as trade chips.
Ed, we talked about Sonny Gray's controllable and team-friendly contract. On the opposite end of the spectrum, there's Yu Darvish. Which teams do you think are going to be interested in renting the services of Yu Darvish?
And that's assuming that the Rangers make him available. I think you're probably going to go with the Dodgers. I think that one makes the most sense, especially with Kershaw hitting the DL. Even if everybody is healthy for the Dodgers, and that's a big question mark, their top three pitchers are all left-handed in Kershaw, Wood, and Hill. I'm not convinced that Brandon McCarthy is going to be an impact player in the postseason, and Maeda has really struggled this year. So I think they need a solid right-hander to split up the lefties. And I think that's why, Darvish would be, if I was Andrew Friedman in the front office of the Dodgers, that's who I would be targeting. In lieu of Darvish, if he's not made available, I think Justin Verlander could also fit in very nicely. Having a Kershaw, Verlander, Wood, Hill, that's a fairly good playoff rotation, a lot more solid than what it looks to be right now. So I don't think the Yankees are going to be doing it because they're not in the market for a rental and the price is going to be too extravagant for them. But the Dodgers, on the other hand, they feel this is their year with the record they're having, and they're basically a rotation away from going to the World Series. So I think if anybody is going to be able to pry Darvish away from the Rangers, it's going to be the Dodgers.
If you're the Rangers, do you make Yu Darvish available?
I would. They're still under 500. I understand that the wild card is topsy-turvy. When you take a look at every team in the American League is within 12 games of a wild card spot, and that's the pitiful White Sox, who are 12 games out of a wild card spot. I still would, because I think the Rangers farm system has taken a hit over the last couple of years. He's going to be a free agent. I know fans are going to say you're throwing up the white flag, but if you can get yourself a very good return for a Yu Darvish, three near-term major league ready players, I'd make that trade in a heartbeat.
Ed, what would you expect the Chicago Cubs to do over the next 3.5-4 days?
I referenced this briefly earlier. I see a blockbuster between them and the Tigers. They have three players that I think the Cubs are very interested in Verlander to supplement their rotation. Again, not just for 2017, but beyond. Justin Wilson to help solidify that bullpen, to kind of have a nice lefty-righty combination with Wilson and Davis. And they've also been interested in Alex Avila as a backup to Contreras behind the plate. The Tigers have wanted to package Wilson. He seems to be the most desirable trade chip they have. And they've been wanting to package him for either salary relief with Verlander, Kinsler. There's even some rumblings about Upton. But I think if the Cubs really wanted to pull off a blockbuster to feed on the Quintana deal, acquiring Verlander, Avila, and Wilson would do that, especially if they're willing to take on salary from Verlander. The latest reports out of the Detroit is that the Tigers are willing to pay down the rest of the $10.5 million on Verlander's salary this year, but not the $56 million over the next 2 years. The Cubs, with their payroll, can do that over the next 2 years, even with big raises coming to their arbitration core. So I think if the Cubs are willing to pay the full freight for Verlander, that would reduce the prospect package. Even though if they're going to pull off a major deal like that, I still think Happ or Baez is going to be involved and they're going to drain the rest of their farm system. That might be too big of a deal for Epstein and Hoyer to pull off at this date.
I think a lot of people in St. Louis are wondering just what the heck the Cardinals are going to do at the trade deadline. Two games under 500, four games out of first place, and there's been talk that they could be buyers and sellers at the same time. So four options here for you, Ed. Or will the Cardinals be buyers, sellers, both, or neither at the trade deadline?
I think I'm going to go with neither. I think the Cardinals are in very much the same situation as the Rangers. They've been treading water all year long, and there's really no reason to believe that they're going to make a race for it in the Central, and I don't think they're going to be able to be competitive for the wild card. Mosaic in the front office of the Cardinals have insinuated that this team is underperforming, and the insinuation and I'm feeling is because of the coaching staff. I think Mike Matheny, if he cannot turn it around the second half, it would not surprise me if he's fired in September or at least during the winter. And if that's Mosley's mindset right now, why blow up this team as a seller if you're going to make a managerial change and get new fresh blood? Because I think they like their young core that's just performing, whether it's Piscotty, Grichik, Famis has shown some promise, Martinez as far as your outfielders. And, we've talked before about how woeful the infield is and underperforming, whether it be Wong or Diaz, who's been sent down. So I think they're going to wait to not blow up the team, but blow up the coaching staff in the off season. Having said that, if they are going to make a deal for the teams that find Verlander or Darvish or Sonny Gray too rich for their blood, I think Lance Lynn would be a perfect right-handed back of the rotation starter to solidify your rotation. And I think this is a guy who could also give you some very key postseason innings. So if those big three are too expensive for you, I'd call Mosley. I can see what he's offering for Lance Lynn, who's a rental and should come by a decent prospect package. So that would be my fallback option for those who are trying to get Verlander or Darvish or Gray.
Ed Creech joining us from MLBTradeRumors.com. Normally every other Tuesday, but tonight a Wednesday. Why don't more people give White Sox general manager Rick Hahn the credit that I think he deserves for this rebuild that he's in the middle of pulling off?
I think it's kind of, they're the poor sisters of the South Side. When you take a look at all the Chicago sports teams, I think they rank last as far as the ones that people give a damn about. And I think that second-class citizen has kind of gone nationwide as well. Add into that, outside of their 2005 World Series run, Kenny Williams had kind of been this, you know, just a piddling general manager of what he was trying to do with the lineup. It wasn't, they were in between either going for it all in or just doing the total teardown. And now that Rick Hahn has done that, I think he's done an outstanding job. I think the return of Swarzak, who had been a journeyman, a middle reliever, a washed out starter, who somehow in his age 31 season turned into career year, they got themselves a very solid prospect in Ryan Cordell, who can play all three outfield positions, the corner infield. He's even seen time at short, and he's a solid right-handed bat. He's not somebody who's going to really show up on prospect charts, but he's somebody who I think can have a very nice utility career in the majors. And so the next step is going to be, if you really want to get the buzz, I think you saw that a little bit with the midseason prospect rankings that the White Sox are at the top. The next thing is wait a couple, 3 years when those real kids come up and see if they can start making a difference. And I think that's when Hahn's going to get the credit for the rebuild, when these prospects that he's acquired start actually producing in Chicago.
I feel like there's been speculation since about May as to what the Miami Marlins are going to do at the trade deadline. There's been a lot of talk, especially about the outfielders, Giancarlo Stanton, Christian Yelich, Marcell Ozuna, and then you throw in Justin Bour in there as well. Has there been any rumblings as to what they might do?
And you forget the key cloud hanging over that organization is Jeff Loria's attempt to sell the franchise. And because of that, I think they are hamstrung. They can deny it all they want, but if they truly wanted to go in a rebuild mode, Stanton, Yelich, Realmuto, those would be guys you'd want to mark, and you can get some outstanding prospects to rebuild that franchise for a real solid low run. But because of the ownership confusion as far as whether or not who they're going to sell it to or when they're going to sell it, they've been restricted to kind of peddling off their relievers. You saw that with the deal to Phelps to the Mariners. I think A.J. Ramos is also going to be dealt before the trade deadline for teams that are looking for relief help. So I think they've kind of hamstrung themselves with the ownership situation. That's a big surprise in Miami. And they're really relegated with peddling and selling off their relievers.
Ed, were you surprised to see Dayton Moore in Kansas City make the deal that they did with the Padres, sort of going for it when a lot of people were thinking maybe it was time to pump the brakes in Kansas City?
Not really, because I think this is kind of an under-the-move radar by Moore. He didn't invest a lot of prospects, hardly any at all. He got rid of Travis Wood's contract, which I think was misbegotten to begin with. Strame has been hurt, and so maybe that might be the player that blossoms for the Padres. But when they acquired Cahill, he's a rental. That's not going to cost them very much. So I think this was a win-win for Moore. Cahill's had a solid season for the Padres, and if he can continue that in Kansas City, that strengthens their rotation. I think they're still in it. Cleveland has yet to claim hold on the AL Central, and the Twins are still hanging in there. So as we've seen, a good hot streak can put you right in the competition for the AL Central. So I think it was a good move by Moore. He didn't give up any prospects. He didn't add on any onerous salary, but he strengthened the rotation. So I think it was a good job by Dayton Moore.
Ed, what team, in your opinion, is most needing to do something before the deadline or else their season's going to slip away from them?
You know, I think with the number of trades that have already been made, the Cubs acquiring Quintana, the Yankees picking up Robertson and Frazier and Canely to solidify their bullpen. The Brewers doing their, Swarzak, who I don't think that's really done. I don't think any moves the Brewers can or cannot make is going to affect their postseason hopes. But I think the teams that were really needed to do something have. I think the one team that's been fairly quiet, maybe surprisingly so, has been Boston. They did pick up Nunez last night from San Francisco, who can be a nice stopgap so they don't have to put the brunt of the postseason on Devers' shoulders. They can break him in now, knowing that they can have a veteran like Nunez break him in. So when you take a look at baseball, there are really only two teams that had a position player need. That was the Red Sox at third base and the Yankees at first base. And I think they both solved those needs. Every team that fancies themselves as a playoff team wants pitching, whether it be starting or bullpen. So I don't think there's really been anybody who hasn't done anything that's helped them, that's going to sink their cause. So I think the teams that had major holes to fill have done it, either by small trades acquiring Nunez, big trades like Frazier and Robertson for the Yankees, and a big trade like Quintana for the Cubs. So I don't think there's any team that's going to say, oh, darn, we didn't make this move, and that's why we lost the postseason. We didn't make the postseason right now.
Is there any chance that Sonny Gray is wearing a uniform other than the Yankees when everything is said and done?
Yes. In these next 5 days, again, we'll go back to the Dodgers. I know the Yankees are the front runner right now, but I would not count out the Yankees, the Astros. I think the Dodgers, again, I think they desperately need a right-handed rotation piece to make a deep playoff run, because if you're going to just line up the three left-handers, especially ones that have had injury concerns, I think that's a little questionable. And I don't think you can count out the Brewers still. But I like the Yankees. I think the Yankees could really pull off a blockbuster again. We talked about my theory on the Cubs and Tigers. I like Gray. They talked about Alonso, and I think if Brian Cashman really wants to get creative, I think he's going to try to get Chase Headley involved in that as well, because if Oakland is able to take on Chase Headley and his $13 million salary for 2018, that offsets what they acquired for Robertson, so that keeps the Yankees neutral as far as the luxury tax cap. So, and that would make this a bigger deal. So I think Cashman's going to show his creative juices on this. If he acquires Gray, is it going to be a simple Gray only? Is he going to package it with Alonso? And can he somehow trick Billy Beane and David Forrest into taking Chase Headley and his contract on it? That's going to be an interesting dynamic over the next 5 days.
Well, the next time that we chat with you, we'll be sorting it all out, because it will be post-deadline. MLBTradeRumors.com, a must-follow this time of year. Ed Creech, we appreciate the time as always.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a great night.
Lots of trades probably in the works right now, many of them that will not come to fruition. We may never know some of the trade proposals that are out there, but I'm very intrigued by the idea of the Yankees working to acquire not only Sonny Gray from the Oakland Athletics, but Yonder Alonso as well to play first base. And you see some minor moves. Eduardo Nunez last night traded from the Giants to the Red Sox. John Farrell was mum on what his plans are for him today, but I still think, boy, something might go down tonight where we come back here tomorrow and we've got a big deal to talk about.
How intrigued would you be if that deal was Justin Verlander heading to the north side of Chicago?
Intrigued enough that I think we're going to be talking about this tomorrow on the program if nothing happens between now and tonight, because I don't think it would just be him at that point. I think the Cubs would be looking to kill two birds with one stone. Although, earlier today, there was a report out there that they were taking a look at Rene Rivera of the New York Mets, who's a defensive-minded number two catcher, somebody that they could swap in and out with Wilson Contreras when they needed defense or when they just wanted to give Wilson a little bit of a breather. Maybe bring in a guy who's more of a defensive specialist, kind of along the same vein as David Ross was a year ago. The Cubs are playing very good baseball right now. They're half a game behind the Brewers coming into tonight and still looking to make a move, not only in the standings, but in the transactions as well. And I think they are not done dealing. I just don't know what they're going to do. Cubs, by the way, if you missed it earlier today, activated Brett Anderson. Brian Anderson's been retired for 12 years, I think, and never was a Cub. Brett Anderson comes off the disabled list and is immediately designated for assignment, so they'll have 7 days to figure out whether they can do something with him or not. Otherwise, he becomes a free agent, provided that no teams claim him off waivers. So I thought that was a nice pickup, a very low risk, pretty much low reward, but you knew what you were getting into when you put Brett Anderson in pencil in your rotation at the beginning of the season, and that was a left-handed pitcher who probably was going to spend time on the disabled list but was capable of getting some guys out. You look at his rehab, he'd been in AA Tennessee on a rehab assignment for the last month. He only had 12.6% strikeout rate in AA against AA hitters. So we may have seen the last of Brett Anderson in the major leagues. I don't know whether a team will take a shot on him or not, chronically injured and underperforming for the most part during his time as a member of the Chicago Cubs. 6 minutes, 6:26. We're definitely all sleep deprived here from the trip home from Chicago last night. Some of us more than others. 6:26 on a Wednesday evening edition of the Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn. Kyle Mann, our producer, joining us shortly to give you an update on the state baseball tournament at Principal Park in Des Moines. All that plus the 6 o'clock showdown is still on the way, a chance for you to win a 4-pack of tickets to see the Cedar Rapids Colonels in action before the regular season draws to a close in the first week of September. We will step aside and be back with more after this.
For over 30 years, IT Solutions has been taking care of businesses' technology needs. Learn more at ineedmycomputerstowork.com.
Hey boss, is our computer network up and running yet?
No, they're still working on it.
It's been over 2 days. How much longer is it going
to
be?
I don't know. Everything seemed to be working fine, so I didn't think we needed to do anything. Then, when we lost all our files to that virus, I called some guy and he said our virus protection and backups weren't working correctly. He's still trying to get our files back.
I told you we needed to call IT Solutions before we had a problem.
I know.
The office where my brother works uses IT Solutions, and they aren't having any problems. My sister's business had a virus slip through, but they had all their files back in 30 minutes.
I wish that was us.
Well, since we can't get any work done around here, go to ineedmycomputerstowork.com now.
IT Solutions has been taking care of businesses' technology needs for over 30 years. Learn more at ineedmycomputerstowork.com before it's too late.
It's only 43 days until the NFL kicks off the 2017 season. Don't miss a minute of the action. Get NFL Red Zone from NFL Network now. Every game, Sunday, Monday, and Thursday. NFL Red Zone from NFL Network is available on Mediacom. Call 855-MEDIACOM to order now.
Mike and Mike on the Gym is presented by Hertzian and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets, downtown Iowa City. Stop in and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
6:28, welcome back in. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show along with Alex Kuhn. 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City. 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, your home for Minnesota Twins baseball all summer long. And 1600 AM. Our historic main gym frequency, which you can hear all across eastern Iowa. Again, don't forget voting that poll question at kgymradio.com. Which of the three pitchers is most likely to change uniforms prior to the MLB trade deadline on the 31st? Emil's Hideaway, by the way, on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's next to the Home Depot. And just to clarify from a text that we received earlier in our discussion about James Laurinaitis, he was not saying that Emil's pizza is trash.
No. Emo's.
Emo's. I-M-O apostrophe S in St. Louis.
That would be St. Louis style pizza.
I don't believe James Laurinaitis has probably ever eaten at Emo's Hideaway, but if he has, I would almost guarantee you that he would love the food. You know what I love? The fact that it's 6:29 and we're right on schedule for another Big Board update with Kyle Mann. Midwest One brings you this Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
The Iowa baseball team defeated the Iowa Valley League All-Stars last night 7-4 in an exhibition at Duane Banks Field. Kyle Crowell finished 2-for-3 with 3 RBI, and 4 Iowa pitchers combined to strike out 12 and hold the Iowa Valley Leaguers to just 4 hits. They actually play another exhibition right there in Iowa City with Red Top Sports tomorrow night at 7. The Cedar Rapids Colonels announced a couple departures today, the first being pitcher Griffin Jacks. We spoke with Jax a few weeks ago about this move, which comes as no surprise because Jax has left to report for active duty in the Air Force. Another pitcher, right-hander Eduardo Del Rosario, was promoted to Fort Myers. The Colonels haven't yet announced any corresponding moves, so their roster currently holds only 23 players. They've still got a game to play tonight in Peoria with Tyler Beardsley taking on Frederis Parra beginning at 7 o'clock. Things have not gone super smoothly out at Principal Park for the Iowa State baseball tournament today, as rain through most of the afternoon, or at least the threat of rain, allowed only one game to get started on time, that being reigning champ Cedar Rapids Prairie falling 1-0 to Waukee. As for the other games, the scheduled nightcap between Dowling and Mason City has been postponed until tomorrow. Johnston and Linmar hope to get started around 6:45, and Iowa City West and Washington will try to play after around 9 o'clock. Tonight on KGYM, we'll have Irvin Santana and the Twins taking on the Dodgers in another nightcap. That's going to be on 107.5 FM, the North Gym, and will start shortly after 9 o'clock.
In the words of Jeff Johnson from the Cedar Rapids Gazette, it has not rained in Des Moines in the last 2 hours, and they probably could have squeezed the Linmar-Johnston game in its entirety. But they're taking a tremendous amount of precautions there, and perhaps they erred on the side of caution just a little too much, but I have a feeling we'll have some state baseball to continue talking about tomorrow on the program. Yes.
Oh, they've been waiting to pull that tarp off for a couple hours because there's another cell coming, and it's actually starting to look like that might hit them. So even those games that they think might start at 6:45 or 7 may not. And as I understand it, it's the Iowa Cubs who are wanting to keep the tarp on.
Oh, well, there you go. A little information. The iCubs do have a precedence there at the ballpark. They got to keep it in playing shape for the AAA players and don't want the field chewed up all that much. So we'll see how things play out. 6:32, we'll step aside, and when we come back, we'll finish the show strong tonight. As a matter of fact, we've still got the 6 o'clock showdown on the way. Your chance to see the Cedar Rapids Colonels taking on the Kane County Cougars during a Z102.9 Friday Night Mug Club, August 4th. That's next Friday night. It's one of the last Mug Club nights of the year.
That's hard to believe.
$3 refills. You got to buy the first one for $6. Craft beer is just $1 more. And then you get to keep the mug, use it at remaining Friday home games the rest of the season, but your refills are only $3 the rest of the night. Kane County, as we've mentioned before on the program, an affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks, managed by former Boston Red Sox manager Butch Hobson. We have not seen them in Cedar Rapids, I believe, since April. You know, the weather was much colder the last time that the Cougars were in town. 6:33, we'll step aside. More of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn and Kyle Mann on the way after this.
Hello, I'm Dr. Chira Curry, a board-certified ear, nose, and throat physician. Every day, I see many patients whose lives would be enriched by hearing aids, but who simply cannot afford the thousands of dollars needed to pay for them. I made it my mission to find a way to manufacture medical-grade, affordable hearing aids. Working with other doctors and audiologists, I developed the MD Hearing Aid Air, which costs up to 90% less than traditional hearing aids.
See how the MD Hearing Aid Air can help you once again enjoy conversations, even in noisy places. Call 1-800-814-3175 to speak with one of their trained specialists. Reconnect with your life with MD Hearing Aid's affordable quality hearing solutions at a fraction of the cost of custom hearing aids. Right now, take advantage of their exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-814-3175. Satisfaction guaranteed. That's 1-800-814-3175.
I'm Kyle McGovern with NFL Network, now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The Lucky Whitehead saga taking a bizarre turn Tuesday. The Cowboys cut the receiver Monday after receiving word from Virginia police that Whitehead was arrested last month for shoplifting. Tuesday, those same police said, oh, our bad, it wasn't Whitehead, but somebody else. The Cowboys, however, still cut Whitehead. Elsewhere, the Jags are making Brandon Linder the highest paid center in NFL history, signing him Tuesday to a 5-year, $51.7 million extension. Meantime, Texans Pro Bowl left tackle Dwayne Brown wants a new deal too and hasn't reported to camp as he seeks a new contract. Some injury news for you. Marcus Mariota says his leg injury is now 100% and he'll be a full go when the Titans start camp Friday. But Colts first-round pick Malik Hooker heading to the physically unable to perform list after tweaking his hamstring. And Gary Kubiak is returning to the Broncos. The head coach who retired after last season will help out as a team scout. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
It's the Rethink Kitchen and Bath event now at the Home Depot. Time to take your kitchen or bath from shab to chic in very little time and even less money. Start with 40% off semi-custom cabinets with soft closed doors from Home Decorators Collection. With free design services, you'll get them just right. And with shipping in 2 to 10 days, you'll get them right away. Rethink your options during the Rethink Kitchen and Bath event going on now, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Now through September 3rd.
Napa know-how.
The Napa Legend Battery does legendary things, like starting your car when the heat index hits a buck 25, or making sure your AC stays running like a gazelle. And now, when you buy a Napa Legend Battery, you'll get a prepaid Visa card by mail worth $15. $15 back and a new battery? That's not just legendary. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 7/31/17.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-814-2162. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not, it'll be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car. And as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-814-2162. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-814-2162. That's 1-800-814-2162.
Welcome back. It is 6:37 on a Wednesday, southwest side of Cedar Rapids. The KGYM studio is coming your way on 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym here in Cedar Rapids, and all across eastern Iowa on 1600 AM, our historic main gym frequency. Tomorrow, a little bit of a departure on the program. We're going to talk MMA.
Robbie Lawler. We will be talking to him before his upcoming fight. You mentioned that he is a native of Bettendorf. He moved there at an early age, and he'll be on with us tomorrow during the program between 4 and 7.
Not to be confused with Jerry the King Lawler.
I was wondering if there was a relation.
WWE fame, I don't believe there is, but for those of you out there that think we're immune to talking about things outside of baseball and football and the occasional interesting play on hole number 13 at the Open Championship, which didn't come up at all the other last couple days because we've been in Chicago, but I still can't believe Jordan Spieth was able to pull that off. We do occasionally. I like to dip my toe into strange waters, and we'll see how the interview goes with Robbie Lawler tomorrow about the MMA. I'm walking into that almost completely blind, but sometimes when you do that, you put yourself out there, you learn some things that you didn't necessarily know before. So I am actually looking forward to that. Give us a follow on Twitter at Todd Brommelkamp, at Alex Kuhn 523, and at KGYM Radio. And speaking of, it's time for our KGYM Radio 6 o'clock showdown, 319-366-1600. We'll take callers number 1 and 2 right now, playing for a 4-pack of tickets to see the Cedar Rapids Colonels take on the Kane County Cougars next Friday night, August 4th, as it's another Z102.9 Mug Club. It's also the night before Iowa Football Media Day, and KGYM will be fully staffed at Media Day this year. We were in Chicago. Of course, we're going to be in Iowa City to cover the Hawkeyes and their media day as well. 319-366-1600. We'll find out who our contestants are after this.
Austin, we've got your game.
Dave Austed here from Austed's Golf. We're dedicated to helping you play your best and look your best. Our certified club fitters will get you into the clubs to fit your game. And we also fit you into great-looking apparel from brands like Puma, Nike, Adidas, and Under Armour. And the best part is it's all on sale, up to 50% off. Austed's huge apparel sale going on now online at austeds.com and at your local Austed store. Save up to 50%. Play better, have fun, and shop Austed's.
You know that Airgas USA, LLC, is one of the nation's leading suppliers of industrial, medical, and specialty gases. But did you know we also carry welding and safety supplies, hardware and tools, and offer MRO products and services to industrial and commercial vendors? We do, and we have a location right here in Cedar Rapids on C Avenue Northeast. So the bottom line, Airgas USA, LLC, has gas, welding, and safety supplies. We're 30 years strong and getting stronger. See us at airgas.com.
As a consumer, you have several options when applying for automotive credit. So why choose the all-new BillionAuto.com? It's simple. BillionAuto.com has a dedicated finance department to work on nothing but your online credit app. All applications accepted. Not all will be approved. We exhaust all specialized lenders, all 17 franchises, and all 7,000 vehicles to find the perfect fit for you. Now think about it. What other website could do that? Put one of our loan specialists to work for you today at the all-new BillionAuto.com.
6:41, and we're still looking for a second contestant tonight in the 6 o'clock showdown. So if you hung up thinking that Kyle wasn't going to get to you, well, he was just talking with Austin in Washington, who's going to be playing with me. So if you want a chance to see the Colonels on next Friday night, August 4th, 319-366-1600. Recognizing that we are working with a little bit of a delay here, we'll remind you that the Colonels are on the road tonight to take on the Peoria Chiefs, and they're doing so with just 23 men on the roster, as they've lost two-fifths of their starting rotation within a span of about 30 minutes today, because the Colonels officially announced that Griffin Jacks was going on the military leave list, which is an actual thing in professional baseball, and he may not pitch for 2 years for the Twins organization. They don't know that. His status is questionable moving forward, because the Defense Department changed the rule that was originally going to be in place that would allow him to serve in the reserves while playing baseball. And then Eduardo Del Rosario got promoted to Class A Fort Myers today in the Florida State League. So I'm assuming that the Twins are waiting to figure out which pitchers Eddie Lizabethton to send to the Colonels to replace them. 366-1600. This could go down in history as the single greatest 6 o'clock showdown tonight, as it looks like we've got a second contestant. We just need to pick up the pace a little bit as far as getting them locked and loaded. So we'll see whether or not Kyle can do just that, because time is of the essence here tonight, since it's 6:43, and we're waiting until the last possible minute to do this. But let's go ahead and bring. We've got an all Austin showdown tonight, which could be tremendous if we need a tiebreaker.
It's coming!
Like all of history's great battles, and that one episode of Seinfeld.
I'm out.
There can only be one winner.
I can't believe I'm losing to this guy.
Let's meet this week's showdown contestants.
Okay, I let the cat out of the bag there. That's my fault, as we were a little discombobulated there trying to figure out what we were doing. Austin in Washington is with me tonight, and Austin in Iowa City is with Alex. We're going to have to say the name of the city that we're in instead of our first names tonight if we have a tiebreaker situation. Gentlemen, I'll ask if you are familiar with the 6 o'clock showdown. 7 questions, 60 seconds. If you guys don't know the answer to your set of questions, just say pass. We'll move on to the next one, yada, yada, yada. You guys comfortable with this?
Yep.
All right, let's start with Alex and Austin in Iowa City first.
All right, Austin, we will start your 60 seconds right now. Which college football conference will be trying out 15-minute halftimes this fall?
Big 12.
Which branch of the armed forces is now former Colonel's pitcher Griffin Jacks a member of?
Army.
Brooks Pounders is a racehorse, a Major League Baseball player, a bull rider, or a professional poker player?
I'm going to go bull rider.
Iowa State will play this school, famous for its upset over Michigan in football in the Puerto Rico tip-off this year.
Northwestern.
Earlier today, Waukee defeated this metro area team school to advance to the state baseball tourney. Or at the state baseball tourney.
Pass.
And what National League city will host next year's All-Star game?
I'm going to go Washington.
Does that count?
Yeah, I'll count it.
Okay. All right.
Is that one or two?
That's one.
All right. Let's head to Washington, Iowa, and Austin number two. Austin, are you ready to go?
I suppose so.
All right. Derrick Rose signed with what team over the weekend?
Knicks.
Which AFC North running back says he wants to be paid like a number one running back and a number two wide receiver? Which Nebraska city is not part of the Tri-Cities? Grand Island, Hastings, or North Platte? Which football team was picked by the media to win the Pac-12 today?
Stanford.
Who was the only Big Ten coach to not wear a suit yesterday at Big Ten Media Days for the annual coach's picture?
TJ Fleck.
Which Big Ten coach and friend of the station was the youngest Power 5 football coach before Lincoln Riley took over at Oklahoma?
Five seconds.
P.J. Fleck.
Yeah, I gave you Washington. I'm going to have to give you P.J. Fleck. Okay.
We have another tiebreaker
for
the second
week in a row. We do have
another
tiebreaker. So since both guys are named Austin, you're going to have to yell out what city you're in, since that will differentiate you. If you answer it wrong, the other person automatically wins. So don't do it unless you think you've got a good shot at answering the question. Which Cleveland Cavalier reportedly says he wants to be traded?
Washington. Kyrie Irving.
Austin and Washington. What's your answer?
Kyrie Irving.
Kyrie Irving. Yeah, I think we both probably knew that. That's an anticlimactic 6 o'clock showdown. Austin, Austin and Iowa City, thanks for playing tonight. Austin and Washington, congratulations. We're going to put you on hold. It's probably a good thing that we weren't at Big Ten Media Days in Austin, Texas or something, and then things get really, really strange around here. Austin and Washington will be off to see the Colonels taking on the Kane County Cougars next Friday night, a Z102.9 Mug Club night at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Remember, craft beer is just $1 more, so you'll be buying the mug for $4, or I should say $7. Refills, $4. Domestic beer, $6 first mug, $3 refills. Let's go over the questions that we didn't answer correctly, and there were quite a few of them. Derrick Rose signed with the Cleveland Cavaliers, the team that Kyrie Irving doesn't want to be a part of anymore. Le'Veon Bell said he wants to be paid like a number one running back and a number two wide receiver. That's probably not going to happen. Which Nebraska city is not part of the Tri-Cities area? Well, that would be North Platte. It's Grand Island, Hastings, and Kearney, Nebraska. We know this from our trip to Big Ten Media Days every year. The football team picked to win the Pac-12 by the media today. Pac-12 Media Day is going on right now. USC. And the only coach not to wear a suit at Big Ten Media Day, P.J. Fleck, actually had an interesting suit combination on yesterday. It was Jim Harbaugh of Michigan who wore his blue T-shirt and ball cap.
The same thing he wore the previous night in the lobby.
It's a different outfit, but he just has...
He has multiple variations.
Multiple khakis, multiple shirts,
outfit,
and multiple hats. They all look the same.
Todd, your questions. Which college football conference will be trying out 15-minute halftimes this fall? We talked about their media days going on right now. That would be the Pac-12. We had Griffin Jacks. He's a friend of the show here on KGYM. He is a member of the Air Force. Brooks Pounders is a Major League Baseball player.
He just got called back up to the big leagues by the Los Angeles Angels today. And I saw his name come across my Twitter feed, and I thought, I am going to throw that on the big board because that sounds like a guy who'd be riding a bull.
That's exactly...
Or or maybe playing poker. And then I thought, you know what? It could be a racehorse, too.
Austin guessed bull rider, and that's exactly what I would have guessed as well. Iowa State will play this school, famous for its upset in football over Michigan in the Puerto Rico tip-off this year, Appalachian State. Earlier today, Waukee defeated Cedar Rapids Prairie to advance at the state baseball tournament.
And that's the last time they played baseball in Des Moines today. And that game got over at, what, 1:30?
And he got the fact that Washington, D.C. will host next year's All-Star game. And we didn't even get to this question.
What a shame we didn't.
Former Minnesota coach Jerry Kill is now the offensive coordinator at Rutgers.
1597 on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Wow, just wow. And 1717, that was actually quite entertaining in its own way. Way to go with the last 3 days of shows. Enjoy some sleep.
Best text of the day. Thank you, 1717.
Alex doesn't have a one-year-old to go home to. Kyle doesn't have a one-year-old to go home to. I have a feeling two-thirds of us will be able to enjoy some sleep. I am at the mercy of my son, who threw some major shade at me this morning when mommy was getting him ready and up out of the crib to start his day, and I walked into his room after being gone for 5 days. I got major stink eye. And then eventually he decided that it was okay that I was back. But I don't think he was too happy that I'd been gone since Friday morning. But you live and learn, and that sucked being away from him. And it was the first time since he's been home that I've been away that long. It probably won't be the last time, but we'll see. I'm going to go home tonight and spend a little bit of time with him as well. So 6:52, we'll step aside, take a quick break. When we come back, Kyle's going to have a final big board update. Are they playing baseball in Des Moines at the state tournament? Kyle will tell you next after this.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-814-2162. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It'll be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car. And as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-814-2162. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-814-2162. That's 1-800-814-2162.
Austin, we've got your game. Dave Austed here from Austed's Golf. We're dedicated to helping you play your best and look your best. Our certified club fitters will get you into the clubs to fit your game. And we also fit you into great-looking apparel from brands like Puma, Nike, Adidas, and Under Armour. And the best part is it's all on sale. Up to 50% off. Austed's huge apparel sale going on now online at austeds.com and at your local Austed store. Save up to 50%. Play better, have fun, and shop Austed's.
You know that Airgas USA, LLC, is one of the nation's leading suppliers of industrial, medical, and specialty gases. But did you know we also carry welding and safety supplies, hardware and tools, and offer MRO products and services to industrial and commercial vendors? We do, and we have a location right here in Cedar Rapids on C Avenue Northeast. So the bottom line, Airgas USA LLC has gas, welding, and safety supplies. We're 30 years strong and getting stronger. See us at airgas.com.
All right, 6:54, and a little tired, but none the worse for wear as we've returned to the KGYM studios from Chicago the last 2 days at Big Ten Media Day. If you happen to miss either one of those shows, maybe both of them, and want to check out the content, I do think it was worthwhile, especially if you're a college football fan, a Hawkeye fan, Big Ten fan, whatever, kgymradio.com. While you're there, make sure you vote in our poll question today. It has to do with the impending MLB trade deadline of the 31st. Which of the three pitchers we offer to you is most likely to be wearing a different uniform next week? And as Ed Creech from MLBTradeRumors.com postulated last night, he thinks we've got the order as the correct probability. That would mean Oakland's Sonny Gray would most likely to be the one on the move, and I think he's probably going to wind up as a Yankee. And if they get Yonder Alonso as well, then I think we could really have a New York-Boston race on our hands there in the AL East, which I know some people will love and some people will loathe, or some people will love it, some people will leave it, and yeah, I won't go there. I will go to Midwest One Bank for their final big board update of the night, Midwest One, where you're the one.
The Iowa baseball team defeated the Iowa Valley League All-Stars last night 7-4 in an exhibition at Duane Banks Field. Kyle Crowell finished 2-for-3 with 3 RBI, and 4 Iowa pitchers combined to strike out 12 and hold the Iowa Valley Leaguers to just 4 hits. They'll actually play another exhibition right there in Iowa City with Red Top Sports tomorrow night at 7. The Cedar Rapids Colonels announced a couple departures today, the first being pitcher Griffin Jax. We spoke with Jax a few weeks ago about this move, which comes as no surprise because Jax has left to report for active duty in the Air Force. Another pitcher, right-hander Eduardo Del Rosario, was promoted to Fort Myers. The Colonels haven't yet announced any corresponding moves, so their roster currently holds only 23 players. They've still got a game to play tonight in Peoria, with Tyler Beardsley taking on Frederis Parra, beginning at 7 o'clock. Things haven't gone super smoothly out at Principal Park for the Iowa State baseball tournament today, as rain, or at least the threat of rain through most of the afternoon, allowed only one game to get started on time, that being reigning champ Cedar Rapids Prairie falling 1-0 to Waukee. As for the other games, the scheduled nightcap between Dowling and Mason City has been postponed until tomorrow, and the Iowa Cubs don't want to start another game unless they're sure that they can finish it. Lindmar and Johnson hoped to be starting around 7 o'clock. They may be looking at an 8 o'clock start, and organizers will allow for Iowa City West and Cedar Rapids Washington to start as late as 10:30. Tonight we'll have the Twins and the Dodgers shortly after 9 o'clock on 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
Well, it may be a long night in the capital city for Jeff Johnson of the Cedar Rapids Gazette and the rest of the members of the media who are assembled there covering the state baseball tournament. We'll check in tomorrow and see how things are going with some of the other classes and see if 4A can get back on track. As Kyle mentioned, Twins baseball on the way tonight on 107.5 FM. What will the Twins do, if anything else, to try to solidify their position in the race for a wild card and or the AL Central title? They've already added Jaime Garcia. We'll see moving forward. Tomorrow on the program, I'm talking MMA with Robbie Lawler. Plus, it's Thursday. That means would ya and a whole lot more. Enjoy what's left of your Wednesday and be back with us here tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
Dave Austed here from Austed's Golf. We're dedicated to helping you play your best and look your best. Our certified club fitters will get you into the clubs to fit your game. And we also fit you into great looking apparel from brands like